It was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Our love for the long playing record had begun. So 1967 was when rock embraced the LP. There had been nothing like it before. Rockstar after rockstar admitted they had no idea such sonic adventures were even possible. The Who played the album constantly to themselves and their American tour at the time, as Pete Townshend recalled. The industry, the critics, and the buying public knew the game had changed forever. When you break it down into its individual songs, there is the usual mix of masterpieces, gems, and lesser songs. But something happened when the Beatles, the studio, and the people who worked on the album came together. Much like the Lennon-McCartney songwriting team and the Lennon-McCartney-Harrison Starr combination, there was alchemy at play. Creativity and risk-taking still equaled commercial success. By the mid-60s, the Beatles ruled over Abbey Road Studios. They couldn't control things like the drab decor or the painfully rough toilet paper. Okay, they did eventually get that changed, but they could put the studio and its staff on hold and wander in and out as they pleased. They'd set session times for 7 p.m, show up hours later, record whenever inspiration struck, working on individual songs or even simple riffs for as long as it took to get the sound just right. And so the endless experimentation became as much a part of the album as the tracks themselves.